We're going to do things a little differently in this part of our episode, which is on athletes and nutrition. I interviewed Wendy Shaw, a registered dietitian who worked at the National Agricultural Library, and her answers were so spot on that I thought it'd be best for our audience to just release our interview. So here goes. I'm really excited about this. Personally, I have two kids who've been in athletics for many years. I've coached both of them. The person behind the scenes here, Lee, who kind of makes all the magic happen with the podcast, he's got two boys. They're both athletic as well. I understand you have two children as well, and they'll probably be getting athletics too. So this is going to be a great interview. So thank you, Wendy, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So my first question is, I think people might not realize that, you know, we're Agricultural Research Service, ARS, you know, so if people might ask, so why is there a registered dietitian on staff?
Registered dietitians help support the research developments at USDA. They help distill the information for consumers, help to communicate that to the public through our websites, through social media communications, and help to connect the scientists to the public.
Let's jump in, because there's a lot of questions that people have about nutrition and eating for not only just athletes, but really anyone who exercises. And so what is the role of nutrition to keep, you know, athletes, their bodies and minds in prime condition?
Well, it starts with being aware of what is a healthy diet. What are the components of a healthy diet? What should you eat? Figuring out if you, what food groups you should balance, following the dietary guidelines for Americans, also being aware of what nutrients can help you, whether it's carbohydrates, proteins, certain vitamins and minerals such as iron, and also being aware of your overall calorie intake.
Is there a big difference if you're young or old, if you're a weekend warrior or professional? And does it change over time, or depending on the athletic intensity, your nutritional intake, what you should be looking for?
Sure. I think you want to think about the intensity, duration, and frequency of your workout. So how many days a week are you working out? What is the length of time that you're working out? Are you planning for an athletic event that's 90 minutes or more? Then obviously your calorie and nutrient needs will be higher.
I was looking at the notes, and one thing that I thought was really interesting is you talked about like sports drinks, which are, you know, very, very popular. But you mentioned that they may not be the best resource if you have a short workout. It's more for long term, or like, you know, if you're playing football for 60 minutes.
Correct. So the purpose of using sports drinks is to help replenish the electrolytes that might have been lost, replenish your energy stores. And if you are working out for less than 90 minutes, just casually going to the gym for 30 or 45 minutes, you likely will not need to use a sports drink. However, if you are participating in an athletic event for a couple of hours, that helps to replenish your hydration, the energy that you need, and the electrolytes that might be lost through sweat, heavy breathing, if you're working out in a high altitude, or different situations.
And so for shorter workouts, or even like if you're going to a training, really water is kind of all you need just to stay hydrated?
Correct. Water is the best hydration for shorter workouts.
And I've heard that, you know, if you have a big event coming up, let's say over a weekend, if you're going to do something like dance for the entire weekend, it's going to take a lot of energy, that there's a lot of people say, well, you need to hydrate the day or 2 days before, like drink water, 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 water. So what is the benefit of that? What does that do?
Several days before a large event that's more than 90 minutes or a couple hours, whether it's a soccer tournament, you're running a long endurance race, you definitely want to make sure you're hydrated several days before. Keep track of what you're drinking. Make sure you're not drinking fluids that have a lot of caffeine, because they can dehydrate you. So that's why sources with water are the best to drink in preparation for an event. And there's also a lot of preparation that goes into your diet in preparation for an athletic event of a longer period of time. When you're preparing for an intense couple of days, it's good to kind of prepare a week in advance. So first is to make sure that you keep your energy stores in check, so you know that you have the energy reserves. How are you going to do that? A lot of runners, before they get ready for marathons, they'll carbohydrate load or glycogen load, so that you have those glycogen stores to help you with that quick energy that you need during an event. event. What people do when they carbohydrate or glycogen load is they may consume up to a week before, the first half of the week, about 5 grams per kilograms of your carbohydrates will be in your diet. And then as you get closer to the event, about 10 grams per kilogram of your calories should be from carbohydrates to help you so that you have those energy stores that you need during that event.
You know, there's good and bad carbs and glycogen. So I assume it's important to make sure you're eating the right types of carbs. You're not eating candy bars or things like quick sugar fixes.
You want to include carbohydrates in your diet that are minimally processed. So you have your whole grains, you have your fresh fruits and vegetables, you have your legumes, your starchy vegetables such as sweet potatoes can be an excellent carbohydrate that you can eat in your diet.
Two things that I always hear about is pasta, which is processed, obviously, because unless you do your homemade, but if it's pastas or bagels, a lot of people say eat bagels. Are those good things or not, or does it depend?
You can have whole grain bagels, bagels that aren't as processed, and there's so many different pastas on the market now that are whole grain. There's even lentil-based pastas, so that you get that protein also in your pasta in addition to the carbohydrates. So there's many alternatives now on the market with better types of pastas that you can consume in preparation for that event.
Okay. And then while we're sticking to the theme of like a tournament or a long weekend event, the biggest struggle I've always had as a coach in these events is to, you know, I always try to figure out what can the parents pack ahead of time to give them instead of going to a restaurant or something to get something that I know is going to slow them down or kind of not have the nutrients. So what could they pack? What could parents or athletes pack in kind of during the tournaments to keep their energy going, but also so it doesn't wear them down?
So we bring up a couple good points. So slowing you down, if your diet has high fat, fast foods or high protein foods, they take longer to digest. So that can slow down your performance. So when you're planning the day and your diet, it's good to think about, okay, how can I balance out low fat foods in combination with whole grains, whether it's trail mix, cheese and crackers and whole grain crackers, yogurt with fruits or berries. And fruits can also be helpful because they have the fluids in them to help keep with your hydration. When you're thinking about your meals during the day, if you are going to have a large meal and you have a day or a tournament and you know you're going to be working out after that, it's good to give yourself about 3 to 4 hours to digest a large meal because that could also slow down your performance. If it's a snack or a smaller meal is about 2 to 3 hours to digest, and then a snack about an hour or a little less. So knowing kind of your timing of what you eat is important also. And kind of going back to being aware of your food groups, your diet, being careful with very high fat foods and high protein foods, and knowing that carbohydrates are a quick form of energy to help you in your event.
And then at the end of the day, you know, you've again participated in a pretty intense exercise or activity, and then the next day you might have something else. I'm sure they're starving, they're low on energy. So that evening, what's a good meal for them?
So before that evening, one thing that I wanted to at least tell you is when they finish for the day with the event, within an hour, it's good to have a snack that has a combination of carbohydrates and proteins because that helps to replenish your muscles, replenish your glycogen stores, and help prepare you for the next day. So some parents like to buy their kids low-fat chocolate milk because that's a win-win. It has your protein and carbohydrates. And there's many other fruit and vegetable snacks that you could have in combination with protein foods, nuts and cheese, trail mix, as I had mentioned, and other types of snacks. So that evening, I would recommend kind of continuing with some additional carb loading as you know that you're going to have another event the next day. So incorporating some whole grain carbohydrates as well as a balance of the other food groups, proteins for muscle building and other healthy carbohydrate sources.
I want to get your take. I think it'd be interesting to talk about sports drinks because now there's so many different types and some of them have less sugar. Some of them, you know, I think they all pretty much have electrolytes. What should a parent or a teenager or an athlete look for when choosing a sports drink?
They want to make sure that the sports drink is providing about between 5 to 10% of the calories as carbohydrates. If the sports drink has a high percentage of carbohydrates, it may not be helping with rehydration. They also want to make sure that they have the electrolytes needed to replenish sodium, potassium, and also definitely looking at the sugar content on the food label, seeing how much added sugar, particularly, is in that sports drink, because added sugar really isn't needed. The glucose is needed that you get from, and the carbohydrates that you get from the sports drink, but the added sugar may not be necessary. There's a lot of great products on the market that kind of have more of that pure form of carbohydrate to serve as a quick source of energy, because as we know, carbohydrates are what are digested faster. And if you're in the middle of a long-term endurance event, that's what your go-to source is. So a lot of these products can help. But one thing to be aware of is your tolerance. So whenever you're preparing for a long-term athletic event, several days before, it's good to test out what you're going to eat, what you're going to snack on, because some individuals may not tolerate those products. And it's good to know what your body can tolerate compared to other products, because you definitely don't want to go into this event and have it slow you down or have GI distress.
What foods should people avoid or before exercise and before going into an event? It doesn't have to be for the weekend, but even if you have a tennis match or something endurance related, you know, what are foods that someone should avoid?
Well, it's good to avoid high fat, high protein foods before an event because they take longer to digest. It's also good to avoid foods or be aware of foods that may be higher in fiber. Some individuals may have difficulty digesting foods that are higher in fiber because they can cause bloat. And bloat combined with fluids is better than just consuming a lot of fiber. So I would say foods that have a lot of fiber, foods that tend to be higher in added sugars, high fat foods and high protein foods would probably be good to reduce or stay away from.
So the main thing, which leads into our next question, is, you know, when we're trying to get our bodies ready for an event, is we want to find things that are not only nutritious, but digest fast or quickly. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Are meats, or typically meats, do they digest slowly?
So meats are a protein source, and they also contain fats. So yes, they. If you're looking at meat compared to a whole grain cracker or pretzels, the meats will digest a lot slower than the whole grains will.
For people who are athletes and just looking at their diet in general, are there general guidelines they should follow? Is it just a matter of following the dietary guidelines, like that's a great resource for them? Or are there other things that they should add to their diet because they're burning more energy than, say, the average person?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, I mean, in looking at athletes and different levels of athletes, it all varies. It depends on if their activity is mostly aerobic, so being a long-distance runner, soccer player, swimmer, or if it's anaerobic, where their activity is more weightlifting. Age is definitely part of determining your overall diet and calorie intake. Those that are younger tend to have higher calorie needs than those that are older. The intensity of your activity definitely can impact the amount of calories that you should be consuming, as well as the right balance of the food groups. I think in general, everyone needs to make sure that we have the right balance of all of the food groups and have those patterns so that we can ensure that we're getting all of the nutrients possible. But it depends on the athlete and what their needs are.
Okay. I mean, one thing that we've seen, I guess really since the 70s, but it comes and goes, are these low-carb diets. But I would think for athletes, you really need to have carbs in your system.
That is correct. The low-carb diet is probably not the best type of diet for an athlete to consume on a regular basis because they're losing those energy stores that they need from carbohydrates. And without having that, it can definitely impact overall performance.
Diabetes is a serious health condition, but a lot of athletes now are diabetic. Mark Andrews, who plays for the Ravens as a tight end, is a diabetic. And so they must have their own certain kind of protocols and things that they must ingest and keep their body right. What advice do you have for athletes or parents whose children want to become athletes who are diabetic?
That's a great question, because there's many diabetics that are excellent athletes. In general, I think the first step would be to talk to your physician and dietitian about how to regulate the amount of carbohydrates in your diet, particularly if you're gearing up for a long-term athletic event and you know you need to carb load, knowing what to do if you're diabetic and having that guidance from your health professional is really important.
If parents and athletes and coaches want to learn more or dig a little deeper into nutrition, athletics, and exercise, do you have some resources for them?
Yes. So the National Agricultural Library has a website, nal.usda.gov, and there are dedicated pages to nutrition, and there's also specific resources on sports nutrition. Nutrition.gov is also a great website targeted to consumers. They also break down the website across the life cycle. So for children, for parents, for young adults. So it's great by age that you can go to nutrition.gov and find those resources that you need in determining how to consume a healthy diet and what you need for sports. The Agriculture Research Service has Food Data Central, and that's an excellent resource to look up the nutrient value of foods that you're consuming, to determine the how to read a food label. FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, also has on their website, FDA.gov, great resources for consumers on how to understand a food label, which helps you in purchasing the right foods that you need. And lastly, I'd want to recommend the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, eatright.org, and you can go to that website and find a dietitian in your state or area if you'd like personalized help with your diet or with your family's diet.
That's perfect. I know on the NAL site specifically, you also have a lot of recipes.
Yes. So that's a great place to start. If you're not sure what to cook for your family, there's a lot of family-oriented recipes, snack recipes. It's a great place to start.
Well, Wendy, thanks for joining us. This is terrific, and we can't wait to release this.
Thanks for having me.
This concludes our sports edition of Science in Your Shopping Cart. Check out our other podcast episodes on our website or on our YouTube channel, USDA ARS. For Science in Your Shopping Cart, I'm Todd Silver. Thanks for listening.
Science in Your Shopping Cart is produced by the Office of Communications, Agricultural Research Service, an agency of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. For more information, visit www.ars.usda.gov. Follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. Like us on Facebook, and watch us on YouTube.